weiter in El Reisa. We are in Moed Katan Da. Wow, wow, wow. Ches Amud Beis. On the top of the bay, about a Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zag de Heilige Mishnah. Ein Chofrin Kuchin Ukvarus B'Moed. You're not allowed to do new burial areas or tombs during Chol HaMoed. Rashi says, Letzorch Mesim. Shadakim Lachbar Kuchin. They would dig in these little areas. Ukvarus. Lizmanom letzarch mesim mishemus, when people would die, the tichy seru, because this is considered a tichy seru. Therefore, now let it be done on Chol HaMoed. Aval mechanechin es hakuchin b'moed, but we can fix up the burial niches during Chol HaMoed. Rashi says in Mefarash HaGemara. The Gemara will explain. This is talking about that you're allowed to make them longer or shorter. As we'll see. V'osin nivreches b'moed, and we can make a wash pond during Chol HaMoed. Rashi says, Brecha shel kofsin, a pool to launder. V'les be tircha kula, it's not really a lot of tircha there. V'arun ha'meis b'chatzer, and we're allowed to make an arun, a coffin, in a courtyard with a dead body in it. Rashi says, V'arun ha'meis b'chatzer sha'meis sham, when the mace is over there, mutter lasos arun, Ulanasa and Nisarim, in order to put together the boards of wood there, mitchila, letzarcha aron, for the aron, velaso so kulo, and to make it all of a lobe chatzer acheris. Can't be to another chatzer, shalo yomru malacha acherisi, so no one will accuse of being some other malacha. Rabbi Huda, though, he asks, he's doing such a thing, which is lahavi eitzim, velaso so nisarim, letzarcha aron, elim kin, ahayu minusarim, mitchila kodum yotov. He asks it back in the Mishnah, elim kin, Yesh imo nesar, unless there are boards already with him, right? You can saw the boards from these things, even in the courtyard where he's lying, because, I'm sorry, he asks he's doing even there because it's tirchi yisera. The free asa is building the coffin unless the boards are already previously ready and prepared and ready to go. Like the Eli Gemara. My kuchim and kfaras. What are kuchim and kfaras? It's like these type of areas where they go ahead and they bury bodies. Amar Yehuda, kuchim b'chafira. Kuchen are like these openings, these areas where they put the body. The way that's done is with chafira. Chafira is that they go ahead and they dig. They dig into the walls of a crypt. Tales from the crypt. You dig into the walls over there. And ukvaros is not by digging, but rather by building up. Ukvaros b'binyan is when they go and they build. So different ways they go and they do the dead bodies. Hayin Rechav Barisa support this. Elein Kuchin, Elein Kvaros. These are niches and these are tombs. Kuchin Mechavira. Niches are when you dig. Kvaros are when you go and you build. Aval Mechanechin is a Kuchin. Next part of the Mishnah says you let it go and be Mechanechin. You could adapt them. Case of Mechanechin, how you go and do such a thing? Chinuch Mechanechin. Amar Rabbi Huda Hashem, how you Aruch Mechatzah. If it's too long, you can make it shorter. And, you know, add some stones in there. But Masisa Tana, we also learned the Baisa, Mayrich Bo, you can lengthen or widen it according to what is necessary. Next one, we said, Evos and Nivreches, we make a wash pond. My Nivreches, what is this? Amar Rav Yehuda, Zu Bakia. It's a Bakia, which is a pond. We have these two things brought in the Baisa as separate individual things. Seems like these are two separate things. Amar Abai, Vitim Rav Kahana, Gia Ubar Gia. It's a pond and a secondary pond. Rashi says, Brecha Gedola, Shosim Bechatzah Shechna, Shubokola Shofchim Bakia Bar Gia. Brecha Kitana is Shosim Samach Gedola, Feshihiso Amayam, Yosim and Gedola, Likitana, Shimalea, Vinichnas Likitana. The big one right next to it is a smaller one, and therefore it goes and falls into it, stuff over there. The Aronim Ameis Bechatzir. And you're allowed to make this coffin in the chatzer with a dead body. Says Rashi, Kadosh Klomar, Kisha Mace, Bachatzer, Demucha Milsa, the Tzorcha Mace. Obviously, he's doing it for the Mace. Avida, Matze, the Mayavar, Aaron, Uba Osa, Chatzer, in that particular chatzer. Taninela, the Tanura Banan. We have a Mishnah that, there was only a Mishnah we have in a Braisa. Osen, Kol, Tzorche. Ha, Kol, Tzorche, Mace. Gozid lo saro, we can cut his hair. Umechabsen lo ksuso, and we can wash his burial shrouds. Osen lo aron, min nisarim, min nisarim, erav yontav, you'll have to go make an aron from wood that is ready before yontav. Vashas yeshim o nisarim, mitukarim, erav yamoid, the Torah godol sismoid. Don't go make the wooden planks, it's very, you know, big tarich, big tircha, but with stuff that's ready, you'll have to use it. Vashim gamliel, ma afim vien eitzim, menasim bitzina, soch beis, so give him bring wood and saw them into boards privately in his house. Zog the next Mishnah. Einos and Nashim Moed. You're not allowed to get married on Yantif. This is called Nisuin, as opposed to Erisin. Not Erisin, but Nisuin. Erisin is step one. Nisuin is step two. You're not allowed to go and do the full on. Lo Basulis, Lo Almanos. Doesn't matter if she's a virgin or an Almana, a widow. Lo Miyabnin. You're not allowed to do Yibam. It makes you simply Yilo, because this is a Simcha for him. Says Rashi, before Shemar Gemara is going to explain what that means. What added joy there is over here. Aval Machzir is Grusha, so he's allowed to go and take back his Grusha. Rashi's Dina Sechukach, he divorces a woman, you're allowed to remarry the woman he divorced. Also, Isha Tachshita Abba Moed, a woman can make her adornments on Moed. Rashi's Hani Tachshita, to come on first, Gemara. We're going to explain what this is talking about. Right, it's going to talk about certain cosmetics. She's not allowed to put sid, lime, because it makes her gross. Rashi says, "Besid mepleishenivu etzla achsha b'moed." She tossed besid mitzdaris, and she feels pain. It's all part of the process of making yourself look beautiful, but during the process, it's a painful, gross type of thing. Hedyo t'tofer g'darka, someone who's not skilled, like myself, is allowed to go ahead and can sew regularly if he needs to sew up something. V'uman machliv. But if you're an uman, if you're an expert sewer, you know, a seamstress, a tailor, then you have to do it in a way which is unusual. Machliv is a type of stitching, this is unusual. Mesarganis amitos, we can interlace beds. In other words, Rashi's been going far, so I'm going to explain what that means. Abiyosi Omer, mematchin. We can tighten them up. And again, I'm going to explain what this means later on. V'chi simcha hi lo mayava. Now, one of the things we said is you can't marry a woman to Cholmoy because it's going to bring simcha. In fact, the Gemara, if it's a simcha, what's the big deal? Why can't you bring simcha? You're allowed to have simcha. She's simcha serbi yomtov, simcha also yomtov. Amar Yehuda Meshmo, v'chein amar b'yolaz amar b'yoshaya, v'amar lo amar b'yolaz amar b'yochanina, l'vi she'en marvin simcha. Simcha, we don't mix simcha into another simcha. She says, klomer b'inan delismach b'simcha's moed l'chudei. It needs to be there in a state of simcha for the moed itself, and not to mix one simcha with another simcha. That's one reason. Number two, we think we're going to see four in total. Rabbi Barav Huna, Amayim Evnei, Shemaniach Simcha Zeregel, V'Zichu Zisho. You're leaving over the Zichu of the Regel and dealing with the Zichu of your wife. Amalei Abaye, Rabbi Yosef, Had the Rabbi Barav Huna, the Ravu. This thing of Rabbi Huna, it goes in the world of Rav, Damar of Daniel. Barakatina Amarav, Minayin She'ein Nosen Nashem Moed. How do you know you don't marry women on Moed? They don't get married on Cholo Moed. Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha. They're supposed to have joy in the chag. B'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. With the chag, not with your wife. Another reason, ula amir b'nei atorich, because of the tircha that is going to cause on the chasen by getting ready for the feast. Rashi says, litrach l'tzach nisun v'tircha moed aser. That's the tircha on the moed, therefore it's going to be aser. Rabbi Yitzchak n'afcha amir may bitol peru v'rivya, because of bitol peru v'ru. Rashi says, the ishari nisun b'yomtov v'ilat b'yom g'mar n'yomtov. Eno d'monosi isha kol ha-shanakul, he's not going to get married the entire year. Elamantan ad moed, he's going to wait until kol ha-moed. She'e osa suda achas amod nisun, because you have to spend money in order to go and do the suda of the moed and for the marriage, so just do it in one fell swoop, and therefore it's also to do it because of bitol, a peru or a vu. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Continue with this, God willing, next time. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.